Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello and welcome to The Cozy Cryptid. I'm your host, Tanner. With me is my co-host.
Hey guys, it's Amanda.
How are you doing, Amanda? How are you doing this week?
I'm all right, and you?
Doing wonderful. I'm here snuggled up with you. So, this week, we're doing Kalima.
All right.
Well, this is actually take two on Kalima.
Yeah, the audio came out like terrible.
So hopefully you're listening to this version now. But with Kalima, you got the Bridge of Moans,
Black Eyed Children,
Story About a Volcano. That one's a weird one. And there's more UFOs.
Yeah, the UFO sightings that was happening in both Kalima and the U.S. around the same time.
So, with less than a million people and only 2,173 square miles of territory, the state of Kalima is one of Mexico's small states by area and population. It is located on the Pacific coast and its small land area has a remarkably diverse terrain from high mountains, tropical jungles, sandy beaches. Like many states in Mexico, Kalima is rich in history and folklore. Join us as we explore the legends and paranormal happenings of Mexico's states. Small state, Kalima. Check the. Want the first? I'll take. First one is called the Bridge of Moans. A town of Kamala, in the years 1909 and 1910, workers built a bridge over the San Juan River. They called the new road leading to the bridge Calle Progreso in honor of the 100th anniversary of the Mexican War of Independence. The construction of the bridge was the most exciting thing the town had seen in years. Many townsfolk went to the construction site to observe the bridge being built. The workers soon became concerned that a curious child might suffer an accident. So the parents in the town began cautioning their children to stay away. When strong warnings were not enough, some parents began circulating rumors that the bridge builders were taking children and mixing them in with the building materials to make the bridge. That kept away most of the little ones, except for one young boy who ventured to the site and from behind a wall, low wall, watched some of the workers mixing cement. There's an old local tradition to blend a little bit of chicken's blood in with the mixture for good luck. And when the little boy who was watching the cement mixing saw a little bit of red liquid added to the mixture, he assumed it was the blood of a child. He ran back to his neighborhood and told his friends. Soon, most of the town of Kamala believed that some of the local kids who had gone missing ended up in the bridge as part of the finished project. There are lines of writing on the bridge, a few sentences dedicated it, and people in the town who could not read assumed for many years that the letters spelled out the children who were sacrificed to give the town a span across the Rio San Juan. So strong was the belief in the story of the dead children, the bridge was named the Bridge of Moans, because passersby swore they heard the tormented cries of the kids who were mixed in with the motor. It's terrifying.
Yeah, no thank you. I would not want to want or be near a bridge like that.
Ah! Coming past the bridge. Ah! Oh my
God! It was not moans. Those are screams.
Oh.
So what's the next story we're about to do?
First, before we get to that, let's hear from our sponsors after this quick break. Hello, everybody. I just wanted to tell you about Snazzer. Started by five college kids in January 2021, they intended to start a small e-commerce store to finance their noble cause to helping out a few nonprofit organizations called One Tree Planet, Go4U, helps fight deforestation, tries to save nature and its wildlife. Planting one tree for each product sold all over the world with the help of different organizations, with international shipping, 24/7 support, and promise that every product sold equals one tree planted. Snazzer is giving Cozy Cryptid listeners a deal by going to the link in the description and using the code COZYCAPS at checkout. You'll save 35% off today at snazzerx.com. One more time, if you were not paying attention, save 35% off with code word COZYCAPS at snazzerx.com. Snazzer, aspire to inspire. All right, we're back. It was a great, hope you all checked them out and support the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Because this shit ain't cheap. This shit ain't free to do, people.
You enjoy doing this.
I do, but I want to make the show better for you guys.
That comes with time and practice. Alright, so what's this one?
Why the Colima volcano erupts so much?
Alright. There exists an ancient legend in Colima regarding why the volcano erupts so often. It's in the far northern, northeastern part of the modern state of Colima. On the border with Yakutsk is one of North America's most active volcanoes. It's called the Volcano de Colima or Volcano de Fuyo. Sorry for pronouncing this and murdering it by the locals. It's part of a small volcano complex, which also includes Nevado de Colima and exploded extinct volcano called El Katoro. The main Kalima volcano has had major eruptions in 1576, 1611, 1808, 1811, 1818, and then most recently 1930. Since the Spanish arrived in the area in the early 1500s, the volcano has erupted some 40 times. The locals have an interesting theory as to why the mountain is so angry, and it weaves mystery with history. When the Spanish arrived to what is now the northern area of the state of Colima, they found an indigenous group called the Tecos, ruling over most of the region. A few decades before, the Tecos defeated the mighty Turkestan, something along those lines, empire, which had tried to establish itself in the area since the mid-1400s. The Teco civilization has mostly been forgotten by serious researchers and armchaired archaeologists alike. But early Spanish visitors to the Teco kingdom described a very bountiful land full of healthy and happy people. This is most likely due to the rich soils of the nearby volcanoes giving them abundant crop yields, combined with a political structure in the kingdom that allowed trade with neighboring groups like the Aztecs and the Tarkans.
At the time the Spanish arrived in the 1520s, the man who ruled the Tecos kingdom from the capital city of Chanel, who was named Clean Man, the name of the state. The volcano and the modern-day capital city of the state comes from the name of the Tecos king. The king lived in a magnificent palace on the central plaza of Chanel, I think that's how you say it, near the city's main pyramid. When word reached Cleveland about what had happened to the Aztecs at the hands of the Spanish, he prepared for the worst but ultimately unwanted to coexist peacefully with these strange newcomers. Tecos battled with the Spanish twice. They won the first battle, but lost the second, and King Kalima did not want to suffer the same fate as the Aztecs. The Wise King sent some of his top advisors to meet the Spanish halfway. The Tecos and the Spanish made peace, and the Europeans agreed to let the Tecos keep their political structure intact as long as Kalima accepted the King of Spain as his lord and agreed that all subjects in his kingdom would give up the old gods and convert to Christianity. Kalima did what he had to avoid the disaster that befell the Aztecs.
Things worked for a few years, but the Spanish stationed in the Tecos capital of Chimal became jealous of the natives for their high standards of living and relative independence. The Spanish began harassing members of the Teco nobility, at which point King Kalim applied to the Spanish viceroy in Mexico City. The situation deteriorated, and the Spanish military surrounded King Kalim's palace, cutting off all local food and water to the royal household. Shush. The people in the capital city of Chimal loved their king and an uprising ensured. More Spanish troops were sent to the Tecos kingdom. One night during the uprising, the king, along with a few maidens and warriors assigned to the palace, escaped and fled to the Kalim volcano, never to be seen again. According to the legend, whenever a descendant of the Teco royal family is mistreated, the volcano erupts.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
That's a really cool story.
I wonder if it was actually true.
Well, no, not really.
No, I know.
It's more about, like, the lava flow in the earth. Yeah, I know. The volcanoes are basically exists on the earth.
Oh, Lord. Alright, what's the next story we got?
Next story is going to be the Black Eyed Children of Mexico. And we're going to hear more about that
in just a minute.
Hello, listeners. This week's episode is brought to you by support from Sofin. Based out of Texas, Sofin brings stunning pieces of jewelry to over 20,000 customers and growing for both men and women. Check them out at Sofin.express and Instagram. Today, they wish to give our listeners a deal. By using the code CozyCryptidPod, you'll save 30% off any item at Sofin. Once again, use the code word CozyCryptidPod at checkout at Sofin Express. That's Sofin.express to save 30% off any item at checkout at Sofin.
Alrighty, we are back. Welcome back to Cozy Cryptid.
Hey guys. Let's get on to the next story.
Next story about black-eyed children. From Mexico City, the black-eyed children.
You're a little too over-enthusiastic.
A little too enthusiastically talking about black-eyed children. Let's get started. Maria Ortega Gonzalez opened her door after hearing
insistent
knocking. Thank you. Her home was located in the modest Colina El Bosque neighborhood of Tijuana, the largest city of the Mexican state of Baja California, right across the border from San Diego. It was a late afternoon in March 2016, and Maria was getting ready to start dinner, as she always did at the time. The two children on her doorstep were about 10 years old, a boy and a girl. Heads slightly downward, they were wearing what appeared to be handmade clothing. From what Maria could tell, the children had very pale skin and very even features. Even though they spoke perfect Spanish, she knew these kids were not from her neighborhood. Maria thought to call her three children to the door, who were about the same age as the two seated before her. But something told her not to. She asked if they were lost and where were their parents. The two strange children replied with their original request for water and permission to enter the house. Maria asked them again if they were lost. The two repeated,
"No, we want to come in." Maria was at a loss as to what to do. It was when she grabbed her phone to call her husband that the two children finally looked up. What Maria saw filled her with terror. After making eye contact with them, she screamed while instinctively slamming the door. The two children had solid black eyes, something Maria had never experienced before. The sight of them had so disturbed this Mexican housewife that she couldn't speak of it for days. Maria's was not the only sighting of what had been termed black-eyed children in Tijuana that year. In fact, the same sort of thing had been happening throughout Mexico, from northern Baja to the Yucatan, since about the year 2002. Damn, that was so long ago.
Initial reports of what had been termed black-eyed children, or black-eyed kids, have been popping up since the mid-1990s. It seems like the phenomenon started in the United States and in the United Kingdom and has spread to other parts of the world.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
World. Ethereal is rather similar wherever it experiences. 1 to 3 elementary school-aged children will show up at the potential victim's door, lost, hungry, needing to use the phone or the bathroom. They tend to speak in a monotone voice. It could be a boy or girl or combinations of boys and girls who show up. They are never occupied by adults or animals of any kind. These mysterious visitors never physically force themselves into a home, but always ask permission to enter. They always knock, even if there is a doorbell. Their primary objective, it seems, is to get into the house. It's unknown what they do if they are granted entry, because they have never been to reports across Mexico or throughout the world of anyone letting them in. It's actually not true. I've heard stories of people letting them in, and they're like having tea and stuff, and they see like their eyes, and this gets like this overwhelming feeling of like danger and fear.
And to run the fuck out.
Like when you like a predator looks at you.
You run for your life and hide.
Don't run from like a predator.
What are you gonna do? Sit there and let them eat you?
No, because you run and it activates your like their hunting instincts and they chase you.
Okay, so are you gonna sit there and let them eat you? What other thing are you going to do? Hide? They smell fear.
I mean, don't run from animal, like predators. It's a bad idea. You're not going to outrun a bear or a tiger or a wolf.
No, but you can run to a tree and climb up it and not die.
Bears can climb trees.
Okay. True. But you're semi-safer. My turn.
I'll go read this paragraph. They are pale skinned and their hair color may vary, but their facial structures are always even. Their complexions flawless.
Damn, I'm jealous.
Their features are Caucasian and never appear in the forms of other races. Often, these strange kids are wearing handmade clothing or clothes from another time period. They initiate their contact looking down or looking away. When they first make eye contact, the person they are facing is often filled with a tense feeling of horror. This appearance is accompanied by potent malevolence.
The eyes of these children are completely black, with not a single silver of white or color from the pupil. Soon after revealing their black eyes, the kids usually disappear, leaving no trace that they were there. The phenomenon seems to have spread slowly out of the U.S. and England, and now can be found in other parts of the world. In Mexico, the children have been called Laminos con Ochos Completamente Negros. Not sure if I said that right. Probably didn't. Sometime Mexican paranormal researchers use the term Los Bex, a Spanish twist of the English abbreviation for black-eyed children, B-E-K. In early March of 2015, in the opposite end of the Mexican Republic from Tijuana, a spate of sightings of Los Bex occurred in Madrid, the centuries-old capital of the state of Yucatan. According to an article found in Milenio Novedad, the sightings began with two appearances of children in different areas in the city, in the Mexico and Exabrava neighborhoods.
In each case, the mysterious kids appeared on the doorsteps of private homes, asking for water and taking come in the house. The children in both cases fit the standard black-eyed kids description and caused great distress in those who experienced them. On Sunday, March 7th, two separate incidents involving the children occurred in Morita's Zolan Cemetery. Juana Zolas left the graveyard with her three daughters, leaving flowers at the tomb of a relative who had recently passed. A small boy with ojos completamente negros, or I think it's Spanish for black eyes, approached them, asking for water. When they turned around, the boy had disappeared. Later that day, a man identified as Pedro, for Pedro, saw two children fitting the appropriate description in the same cemetery. He had no interaction with them, and they vanished as quickly as they appeared. There are dozens of theories as to what the black-eyed children actually are. As this phenomenon has cropped up and spread in the mid-1990s, some allege that it is an early version of what is called creepypasta. The word creepypasta comes from a combination of two words, creepy and copypasta. The latter term first coined on 4chan to denote a doubtful story that's copy and pasted all over the internet. So one of the biggest theories about the black-eyed children alleges that it's just an urban legend that's gone wild because of the internet. Urban legends aside, there have been many real people who have actually claimed to have seen these kids. An online article say that in 1 year in Mexico alone, there were two signs in Tijuana, four signs in Monterey, three signs in the state of Tamaulipas, 11 signs in the state of Sinaloa. If you were to believe these people who have come face to face with these mysterious beings, what could they be? Are they physical or something more paranormal like ghosts? Are they interdimensional beings? If they are really flesh and blood children, what explains their appearance, their actions, and their motives?
Some claim that the Los Becks are alien-human hybrids sent to Earth to mingle with humans. Their awkward mannerisms may indicate beings that are not entirely familiar with human civilizations. Are they normal human children, possibly kidnapped, subjected to some sort of medical experiment, or mind control? That theory would not explain the informality in skin color and features. However, also, the total blackening of the eyes would not allow light to enter the eye and would thus make vision impossible. Are they related to the alien race better known as the Greys, with the big eyes and pale skin? The black-eyed kids vaguely resemble the legendary race of spindly, big-headed, ashen-skinned, nefarious abductors. However, their sightings are not connected with UFOs or anything else, it seems. Most of the black-eyed children sightings happen randomly to random people. As the phenomenon has been studied intensely in the past few years, researchers have been looking for patterns but have been unable to find any. Many believe that the children represent a type of psychic vampire and that they inspire fear in those who see them, and somehow inspiring fear is their nourishment. There are similarities between the black-eyed kids and the vampire legends. Is
wait, hold on. Nourishment, is there some kind of
I don't know.
How's that work? How do you get?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know how that works? I'm not a black eyed kid. All right, there's a similarity between the black.
What's the calories? I'm kind of scared. Is that that's calories?
I love you, but let's finish. Oh my god, now you made me lose where I was thinking. There is a similarity between the black-eyed kids and the vampire legends and that the kids asked to be let into the house and seem like they can't do anything without an invitation. The ease with which the children appear or disappear, combined with the terror they strike in the people they come close to victimize, have led some to believe that the black-eyed kids are demons or manifestations of cult rituals. There is even a theory floating around the internet stating that the black-eyed kids are in the product of a CIA experiment gone wrong. According to the story, during the Cold War, the CIA wanted to weaponize the cult and recite a Catholic priest from Nebraska to summon demons to be used by military intelligence against America's enemies abroad. As with many genie out of the bottle stories, the demons could not be controlled, and so they slowly spread around the earth. This would serve to explain why the mysterious children started showing up first in the United States in the 1990s and then in Mexico about 10 years later.
Whoa. That's crazy. So what do you think of those?
Both are far-fetched.
I'm not 100% sure. I think they're demons. There's no physical evidence of the visitations of the black-eyed kids, and one has never been caught for questioning or study. All that we have are eyewitness accounts, rumors, and stories of stories in a friend of a friend sort of a way. The growth of this phenomenon seems to have been going hand-in-hand with the growth of the internet. No theories or claims of legends would have been any comfort to a woman identified as Valeria who had an encounter with a black-eyed child back in February of 2012. A resident of a small town in the Mexican state of Colima, Valeria was very tired one day after spending hours in class and the rest of her day at a part-time job at a factory. In the early evening, she heard a knock on her door. A very persistent knock. She opened her door to see standing before her a boy of about 4 or 5 years old, looking down and muttering her words, "Mama. Mama. 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 Mama." Valeria asked the child questions. Was he lost? Were his parents? Thinking the boy's caretakers must have been somewhere close, Valeria took the boy by the hand and started to walk away from the house toward the road. She was surprised how cold the boy's hand was. But it was February, and they were higher up in elevation, and it was cold at the time of day. After about 8 steps, the child let go of Valeria's hand and looked at her with completely black eyes. When her eyes met his, Valeria let out a scream and started to run. The kid ran in the other direction. It took her days to feel normal again. Never saw a child again after that. There are dozens of stories like this coming from Mexico and the rest of the world. Whether or not this phenomenon is real, with some piece of advice to all who may cross paths with black-eyed children. Don't let them in.
Yeah, I would never
do that. Oh. What if it was like...
No.
What if it looked like somebody you knew?
No.
What was me? What if it looked like me?
I know the real you.
You know the real me?
Yes.
Oh. Let's get back. We'll get back to the show here after a minute. Take a quick moment for our sponsors to say something. Alrighty, hello! Everybody, I'm here to tell you about MakeMySetup.com. MakeMySetup.com is a business started to bring streamer gear to people. You have a bunch of cool, like, desktop decorations and phone cases, and PS4 skins, and wall decorations. You have accessories like RGB stuff and mouse stuff and LED strips. Much cool stuff for your room, your streamer. The brand, they help support charity for children cancer treatment centers. 20% of all the revenue every month goes towards helping that cause. You can also show them support by going to the referral link in the description and using the code word get cozy at checkout. That is get cozy, code word get cozy at checkout for 10% off your order at makemysetup.com and click the referral link. Use the referral link down in the episode description. Help support podcasts. Help support makemysetup.com. Help support child cancer treatment centers. Once again, get cozy. 10% off your order at makemysetup.com. Get cool gear. Get for your stream, for your room. 10% off. Get cozy. Code word. Check it out. Welcome back to Cozy Cryptid. I've been your host, Tanner, and here with me is my co-host,
Amanda.
Amanda Kitten, my fiance. She's my fiance as well.
Yep.
I want to thank you for listening, and you can help support the podcast by supporting our sponsors and checking out everything and going to get some
merchandise.
We got shirts,
fanny packs, masks,
water bottles,
sweatshirts,
coffee cups,
you name it, we probably have it. And if we don't have it, let us know in the comments and we may make it.
Yeah, you got some cool art you want to, your artist, hit me up, get your art. Yeah. And some
merch, we would definitely love to
work with some artists.
Yeah, and get some new creative ideas out there. Yeah,
definitely. You also take some money and get some 25% off discount with code word cozy at checkout.
I like the word cozy.
Me too. I like it too.
Good job, butterflies inside. It makes cozy, you warm.
Cozy cryptid. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Check out the website at cozycryptid.com. If you want to be a guest, let me know. Usually free on Sundays because of work. It's stupid. It doesn't let me only work 3 days a week and get paid for 50 hours. I don't
complain. Anyway, we hope you guys have a great week. Stay safe and tune in to the next episode.
Yep. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save